The final straight between Station 6 and Station 7 was over 3 kilometres long. The time between the point the racing machine's lights would have become visible from the rear of the train sitting in Station 7 and the instant the train flashed out of the dark tunnel into the station itself occupied less than a minute. Dead, body shaking and rocking, but still wedged too tightly to be dislodged from the controls, Quernall's cold closed eye faced a scene through sloped armoured glass of a night dark space strung with twin bright lines of almost solid light, and directly in front, rapidly enlarging, a halo of brightness, a glaring ring of luminescence with a grey, metallic core. Zogzal cursed. The target had moved quickly and he'd missed, but they were trapped on the train. He had them. The old human under his knee moaned and tried to move. Zogzal trod down harder on him and got ready to shoot again. The jet stream of air screamed out of the tunnel and around the rear of the train. Answering shots splashed randomly around the rear of the station, well away from him. He smiled. Just then, the train moved. "Get out," Horser said, arriving at the door where the two women were, one firing, one crouched down, risking the occasional look out. The air was whirling into the carriage, shaking and roaring. "It must be Zogzal," Yalsen shouted above the noise of the storming wind. She leaned out and fired. More shots rippled over the access ramp and thudded into the outer hull of the train around the door. Alveda ducked back as hot fragments blew in through the open door. The train seemed to wobble, then move forward very slowly. "What?" Yalsen yelled, looking round at Horser as he joined her at the door. He shrugged as he leaned out to fire down the platform. "Wubslin," he shouted. He sent a hail of fire down the length of the station. The train crept forward. Already a metre of the access ramp was hidden by the side of the train's hull near the open door. Something sparkled in the darkness of the distant tunnel, where the wind screamed and the dust blew and a noise like never-ending thunder came. Horser shook his head. He waved Balveda forward to the ramp, now with only about half its breadth available from the door. He fired again. Yalsen leaned out and fired too. Balveda started forward. At that moment, a hatch blew out near the middle of the train, and from the same carriage, a huge circular plug of train hull fell clanging out. A great flat cork of thick wall tipping down to the station floor. A small dark shape dashed from the broken hatch, and from the great circular hole nearby, a silver point came, swelling quickly to a fat, bright reflecting ovoid as the wall section hit the platform. The drone whizzed through the air, and Balveda started forward along the ramp. "There it is!" Yalsen screamed. The mind was out of the train, starting to turn and race off. Then the flickering laser fire from the far end of the station switched. No longer smashing into the access ramp and girders, it began to scatter flashing explosions of light all over the surface of the silvery ellipsoid. The mind seemed to stop, hang in the air, shaken by the fusillade of laser shots. Then it fell sideways, out over the platform, its smooth surface suddenly starting to ripple and grow dim as it rolled through the rushing air, falling toward the side wall of the station like a crippled airship. Balveda was across the ramp, running down the sloped section, almost at the lower level. "Get out!" Horser yelled, shoving Yalsen. The train was away from the ramps now, motors growling, but unheard in the raging hurricane which swept through the station. Yalsen slapped her wrist, switching on her AG, then leapt out of the door into the gale, still firing. Horser leaned out, having to fire through the girders of the access ramp. He held onto the train with one hand, felt it shaking like a frightened animal. Some of his shots smacked into the access ramp girders, blasting fountains of debris out into the slipstream of air and making him duck back in. The mind crunched into the side wall of the station, rolling over to lodge in the angle between the floor and the curved wall, its silver skin quivering, going dull. Unaha Klosp twisted through the air, avoiding laser shots. Balveda reached the bottom of the ramp and ran across the station floor. The fan of shots from the distant foot tunnel seemed to hesitate between her and the flying figure of Yalsen, then swept up to close around the woman in the suit. Yalsen fired back, but the shots found her, made her suit sparkle. Horser threw himself out of the train, falling to the ground from the slowly moving carriage, crashing into the rock floor, winding himself, being bowled over by the tearing blast of air. He ran forward as soon as he could get to his feet, bouncing up from the impact, firing through the hurricane toward the far end of the station. Yalsen still flew, moving into the torrent of air and the crackling laser fire. Light blazed around the rear of the train, now heading at a little over walking speed from the station. The noise of the oncoming train, drowning out every other sound, even explosions and shots, so that everything seemed to be happening in a shocked silence within that ultimate scream, rose in pitch. Yalsen dropped. Her suit was damaged. Her leg started to work before she hit the ground, and when she did, she was running, running for the nearest cover. She ran for the mind, dull silver by the wall side, and changed her mind. She turned, just before she would have been able to dive behind the mind, and ran on, round it, toward the doorways and alcoves of the wall beyond. Zogzal's fire slammed into her again the instant she turned, and this time her suit armour could soak up no more energy. It gave way, the laser fire bursting through like lightning all over the woman's body, throwing her into the air, blowing her arms out, kicking her legs from under her, jerking her like a doll caught in the fist of an angry child, and throwing a bright crimson cloud from her chest and abdomen.